This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Hi, Gavin, what you got? Wally, were you ever part of a senior prank back in your high school days?
No, because they watched me like a hawk.
I believe that.
Like, I went to a private school, and like senior pranks weren't a thing then because you would just get expelled.
Oh, yeah. They were serious about that.
Yeah. It wasn't like, this is cute, let's let the seniors unwind at the end of the year. It was like, no, we will expel you now.
Goodness. See, yeah, I was too scared to do it because I thought that that's how they would handle a situation. And, you know, I'm just a goody two-shoes kid. But there was one kid who had no fear whatsoever when he pulled off a crazy senior prank of his own. So he hacked into an entire school district's video system. I don't know how you do that. You got to be really smart to do that. So kudos to him. Logged in and Rickrolled 11,000 students. Now, if you don't know what Rickrolling is, it's when you are forwarded a link from somebody and this says like, oh, look at this cute little cat video. You click the link, you're like, oh, cool, I'll watch this cat video, and wham! It's Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run.
Yeah, so this was a trend that was floating around the internet a while ago.
Yep.
And it keeps on resurging in popularity. I think like when somebody gets Rickrolled and they discover like, oh, that's kind of funny. I'll get my buddy. And then it kind of has a resurgence.
You know? And I mean, I remember this happening to me back in high school, and then even just a couple months ago, somebody, a listener, emails me saying, hey, you should watch the new trailer for the next iPhone, because I definitely need an iPhone. And then I'm like, okay, I'll do this, I'll watch this, click the link, and of course,
it's never not funny, honestly.
No, it's pretty funny.
It's really
classic.
Good. Yeah.
So this kid plays this video for 11,000 people, gets them all.
You know that place went up, too. It like,
exactly.
You know, every student in there was like, yeah!
That's right!
Stick it to the man!
And it seems like a thing where if you hacked an entire school system's video system, that could be something you'd get in trouble for. But the district is not pressing charges for this kid.
I hope not.
Because he emails them saying, hey, look, I've pointed out your intense security flaw.
Oh,
you should be thanking
smart.
Me.
That kid is a genius.
Exactly.
That kid is so smart. Not only did he get to do what he wanted to do and do something funny and Rickroll the school, but then where he's like, hey, by the way, I'm helping you. Like,
because
then they look like complete meanies if they then expel him or something.
That's honestly really like a better, you know, when you write an essay to college to get into, like, he should just present that. Like, look what I can do.
He should get an MIT for that. All right, that's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to play a little game called Will Gavin Get It? You have a chance to win a prize, and here's the good news for you. You do not have to beat Gavin at this game, because it's quite honestly impossible. He is smart beyond his years. And so all you have to do is guess whether or not Gavin will get the question he has asked right or wrong. Very simple. You're betting on or against Gavin. So we'll do a practice round, kind of warm his brain up and see how he's going to do for the day. So here we go. This is about animals.
Okay.
Where do you stand on, like, animal knowledge?
I have a dog, and I grew up on Animal Planet, so I could get this
one. Have you ever owned an owl?
No. Okay. I've never seen an owl in real life.
This might be a problem, then. Okay. Which word is used to describe a group of owls?
Oh, no.
Is it a parliament, a senate, or a congress?
I'm in all three. Whoa.
Yeah. All three are political terms.
Did not think this would get political.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's the most political we're going to get today.
Yeah. What was the first one?
A parliament.
A parliament?
A senate or a congress.
I thought parliament stood out to me in that one. Maybe I've somehow come across this in a news site or on a like Animal Planet episode or something.
Just stuck out to you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? So you're going with your gut.
Yeah.
You are right.
Whoa.
That's right.
No way.
So if you had said Gavin is a smart guy, think he knows his owls, he's going to get this right, you would have gotten a point.
Wow.
On the other hand, had you said, oh, there's no way Gavin's getting this, he is not the brightest bulb on the tree, not the featheriest owl on the branch.
Definitely not.
Then you would have gotten that wrong. So that's how we play the game. So again, betting on or against Gavin, you do not have to know more than he does, because apparently he's on fire already. If you want to play, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM, and we'll do a little Will Gavin Get It Right Now. So here we go. Question number one, Gavin. If someone describes hair as flaxen, what color would it be? What do you think? Is he going to get this right or wrong, Allie?
I think he's going to get it right.
Oh, betting on him. Okay. The choices are pale yellow, strawberry blonde, or jet black.
Oh, interesting. I feel like jet black. I'm going to go with jet black.
Jet black for something that is flaxen.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think that was right there, Allie?
No, he's wrong.
He's wrong. What is it?
It's the light blonde.
Yeah, pale yellow.
Oh, really?
Flaxen, like cornstalk silk, corn silk kind of.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Okay, well, that's not good for Allie. Here we go. Maybe you'll bet against him next time. Where do Eskimos wear their mucklocks? Do they wear them on their hands, their feet, their ears, or under their pants? Do you think he's going to get this right or wrong, Allie, after he stops giggling?
Sorry. Oh, man.
I think I'm going to have to bet against him. That is against him. Not encouraging.
He's not encouraging.
That's probably a safe bet.
We're on a downward trajectory here. Okay, Gavin, where do those mucklocks go?
I'll go with my giggle, and I'll say under the pants.
Well, the good news is you bet against him, which was the right thing.
Okay.
Mucklocks go on the feet.
Okay.
They're like shoes, very warm shoes. Okay, so a point there. All right, final question. You got to get this right. How many times is La sung after Fa in the Christmas song Deck the Halls? And you got to answer right. Well, is he going to get this right or wrong? No, don't count.
Oh,
I want to see your fingers.
Sorry.
I don't want to see your fingers. Is he getting it right or wrong?
Right.
He's getting it right. All right. How many times is it sung? 6, 8, or 10?
Oh, okay. In my head, I said 8. So I'm going to go with 8.
You said, okay.
And
so
I didn't count on my fingers or anything.
Let's go through it. Fa, la, 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 la.
Law. Oh, there's.
You got it. There's 8.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I can't even count on my hands.
Nicely done. You actually won this, Allie.
Yay. Good job, Gavin.
Thank you.
It was touch and go for a while, admittedly, but Gavin somehow pulled it out, and you are the big winner today.
Thank you.
Hey, and don't forget, if you are interested in going back to school, it's so easy, and we want to help you out with that with Colorado Christian University and our $10,000 scholarship contest going on right now. You could win $10,000, $5,000, or just for entering, win a $1,000 scholarship. And all you got to do is go to ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm. But today is your last day to get in on this.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. If you watch the news for 5 minutes, you know, it's a little heavy out there. So we do a little thing called Good News Giddy Up, a couple rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel a little bit better. So Gavin, we're going to start with you. Good News Giddy Up, go.
A couple in Canada felt like people were starting to take healthcare workers for granted again. They've been putting so much work in for the last year and a half. And so last month they gave $50 gift card, restaurant gift cards, to every employee at their local hospital.
Oh, that's cool.
All 322 of them.
Oh, that's a lot.
So they actually spent over $16,000
on
it. And then about 60 of those employees actually wrote thank you letters back to them. So that's
nice.
Really sweet.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. Like, again, like these people are working hard. And when something's the hot story in the news, and then it gets all the notoriety. But then as time goes on, you start to take things for granted, or it starts to wane. And so I love that these people followed through with that, and we're like, you know what? Let's reignite this a little bit. This was kind of cool. There's a 10-year-old boy, in keeping with good news, he could be our correspondent on the streets.
That'd be awesome.
There's this kid named Michael, and he's been spreading joy by standing outside of his house each morning, holding up inspirational signs for people as they drive
you
by.
You go, Michael.
I mean, I'm a pretty jaded person, but I would drive by and go, oh, that's wicked cute. Just simple things like, be happy. Today is a great day, you know?
That's so sweet. Honestly, my arms might get tired if I went out and did that, but this little 10-year-old just making people happy.
He's working through it is what he's doing, because he's a little local hero.
Love it.
All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Money, money, money. Up Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If you've ever laid awake at night thinking about the crushing debt you've accumulated, maybe this will inspire you, Gavin. Preach! Because you have a little student loan debt, right?
Yeah, we, my wife and I combined both of ours after college, and it is a fun number to think about every day.
Yeah, well, two become one. That's what they say. You're like, I didn't sign up for this. Especially when your spouse has more debt than you have. I mean, those are serious questions you have as you're dating and things get serious and you're going to get married. You want to know, A, how much debt do you have? And B, how do you handle it? How do you plan on paying this off to make sure you're on the same page?
And to approach it like, for me, it was understanding that I wasn't approaching that as I have to solve this. It's like we are now a team. We are going to solve our debt.
Well, there's this married couple that paid down $123,000 in student loan debt and some of their other debt, and they did it within a year.
Oh, a year.
Yeah, like that's crazy. But that gets your attention. Yeah. You're like, tell me how. So here's what they did. And I'll tell you, it probably was not a lot of fun. But when you start seeing your debt drop, it gets addicting in a good way. And so,
a good point.
Assess your spending, cut your expenses, budgeting. Those are the main things always. But then, like, they did everything like negotiating their cell phone bills with people, negotiating rent, trying to be better at negotiating the everyday things in your life and getting better deals. So they became deal people as well. Canceling unnecessary subscriptions.
Yes.
Yes. How many of those do you have? You're like, oh, it's Netflix, and you haven't watched it in 2 months, but you keep paying $15 a month.
It adds up.
It does. Cutting back on going out. I mean, I get it. Like, shopping therapy, sometimes you go out and you'll shop because you're bored, you know? And you go get that shirt, and it felt really good now, but then, when it's on your credit card and it helps raise your debt, it doesn't feel good later. And so here's the thing. They took their car loans, and they each paid off their own car loans, and then they worked on their student loans together. So it's kind of like a competition.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's kind of fun.
To see who could pay their car loan off fast. And what they did was, and this is the part people will hate, is that they got side hustles. They went out and got extra jobs, DoorDash, and things like that to make extra money, and that was all designed to then pay off their debt, and that's how they did it so fast.
Yeah, and that's like a mental game, too, because I love my free time when I get home, but if I really wanted to knock out my debt, I'd say, hey, I'll take that extra 4 hours of my day and crush this.
The best thing you can do is get debt-free. When we did that, my wife committed to paying off all our cars, everything, my student loan, and I was like, all right, let's do it. And it was the most freeing thing. Like, for us, we have our house payment, but that's it. And it is freeing when you get to that point.
Sure.
But it was years of not going out and not doing all the fun stuff, but it was totally worth it. And here's the one secret that Dave Ramsey does. He's the financial peace guy, and it might seem counterintuitive, but pay off your smallest debt first.
Oh, interesting.
Because you would think, okay, I'll take my biggest debt with the highest interest rate. Let me pay that off. He says, no, pay off your smallest one first, because it gets you in the habit and it gives you a win. And once you get that win, it starts that thing in you of like, oh, I can do this. Whereas if you are working on a big one and you're not seeing it move much, you might be tempted to quit.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hopefully maybe that helps you out if you're sitting in that place right now going, I got to get out from under this debt and I just don't know how.
Don't just dream about going back to school. Do it. Right now, you have a chance to win a $10,000 or $5,000 scholarship to Colorado Christian University online. And even if you don't win, you can still receive a $1,000 scholarship just for entering. So, at the very least, if you qualify, you're going to receive a $1,000 scholarship to help you pursue your passion or achieve that career goal you've been dreaming about. Check it out at ccu.edu/wayfm. Make the decision to just go for it.
There will always be an excuse for why you can't go back to school. And I'm here to tell you it is possible. And this is an exciting opportunity that's going to end today. So don't wait. You could win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship. Just go to ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
So if you are planning a trip coming up, maybe for Thanksgiving, you're going to go see family and you're going to fly, this might help you out. They're saying that the best time to book a flight is on a Sunday.
Nope.
Because there are days of the weeks and times that are better to book at. You catch a better deal. And they say at least 21 days in advance. This is kind of Expedia's travel hack. And they say that the best day to do it is that Sunday because rates start going up about 3 weeks before a flight. So if you do it out ahead of that, you're going to save a little bit of money on your flight. And I don't even know why Sunday is the day, but they analyze all of the data and they come up with this. And January is actually the cheapest month to fly in the U.S., while June is the most expensive.
Really? Why June?
Summer, I guess the start of summer, you just finish school and you're going to go take that first trip or whatever. But in January, because maybe people aren't flying because you just came off of Christmas.
Yeah, it's like the end of all holidays.
Yeah. So that might help you out if you're booking your travel. This is kind of interesting. This is one time I wish I lived in Japan. There's an airline there that is using a vending machine to sell mystery plane tickets.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, this is so great. So you put in $45 and you get this little ball that drops out. You open it up and there is a ticket to fly somewhere that they fly locally, and you just randomly go.
What a weird way to go on an adventure. Because I've had friends who, like, they have this weird process where they'll go to an airport and they'll just say, like, what's your cheapest ticket?
Yeah.
And they'll buy it and then they'll go on a trip. But $45 vending machine, you just never know.
I love that. Like, and then you just kind of wing it. I like stuff like that. No, I wasn't even trying to do that. But yeah. And then, like, cause Southwest offers, like, their $49 fares. It's gotten a little harder to find, though. Like, they used to be, like, $49 fares and you knew what that was. Now you have to pick a destination and then you see what the fare is. But I always had toyed with the idea of, like, all right, when that $49 fare to wherever comes up, let's just go there.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, it's cheaper than filling up your tank of gas right now. It's crazy.
You take a family to the movies, it's like $60, $70.
Exactly. Why not get on a plane and get some bad peanuts or snacks and then enjoy your time and be surrounded by angry people? So there you go. But maybe that'll help you out if you are trying to plan a trip 21 days out and book on a Sunday. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's something about driving around, I don't know what it is, it can just kind of clear your head sometimes, you can have these cathartic moments, maybe it's because you're not being distracted by a whole bunch of other things or whatever. And so I was driving to work the other day, and it's early in the morning, and so I'm thinking about the show and things we got to do, and I just started kind of drifting off, and it's weird, like, taking stock in life and assessing things, and, you know, okay, are you happy? Are you feeling fulfilled and all this other stuff? And I started thinking, I'm like, okay, well, what is it that makes me feel most alive? Like, what's that thing that makes me feel most like me again kind of thing, you know? And as I processed it, there were a couple things that came into my head. For me, it's weird, like empathy, like feeling empathy to people I don't know and for things I don't know, because I can be kind of cold towards different things that don't affect me. And so feeling empathetic towards things that I'm not necessarily involved in actually makes me feel better, you know?
Cool.
And that's a thing for me. Like, that's not everybody's thing. But I was talking to a friend of mine after we were talking about this, he and I personally, and he's like, man, I would have thought you would have said going out of the country. And I'm like, oh, you're right. Like, because when I do mission trip stuff, that's when I feel so unbelievably fulfilled and feel connected to God the most.
Yeah, because you're so far away from, like, the distractions that we have here.
And the comforts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're serving people and you're seeing them and you're watching them with nothing still have joy. It's altering, you know? And so those are mine. So I'm curious for you, what is it that makes you feel most alive? How would you feel in that blank? I feel most alive when, you know? And so, Gavin, I'll get yours in a second, too, because I'm really curious for you what that would be. But 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. How would you fill in that blank? I feel most alive when, or when I'm. How would you fill in that blank? I feel most alive when?
I would fill in that blank saying, I feel most alive when I get being a mom right. Spending time with my family. So when I take those moments out to, like, chase my baby around the couch or kick a ball in the backyard with my daughters or, you know, sit and watch them do a dance recital when I'm taking time out to be the mom they need me to be, that's when I feel most alive, because it can be so easy to miss that important stuff.
I love that. And I would imagine you second guess so many different things that you do as a mom, and you probably at the end of the day are going through, did I get this right? Yes. Did I get this wrong? Do you go through like an inventory of what you did during the day?
I absolutely do. It's so funny that you say that, because I go to bed after I spend like 30 or 45 minutes with lullabies and stories and talking about the day, and I still will think, oh my goodness, they're growing up so fast. What did I miss and what I can do better, you know?
There you go. See, I'm the closest thing a guy can get to being a mom, I guess.
Yeah.
I think all the Project Runways helped me out with that.
Sure.
I'm curious how you and Gavin fill this in.
So I would fill in the blank by saying I feel most alive when I hear strangers laugh.
Oh.
Because I like having that moment when I basically am snapped out of thinking about myself, because I feel like I'm not supposed to only think about myself. I love being able to think about other people, and someone laughing is like a really good way of snapping me out of that.
So Dottie, how would you fill in that blank?
I feel most alive when I am able to serve others who are less fortunate. I love doing mission trips, and of course that's been put on hold the last couple of years with COVID, but I do it through Operation Christmas Child.
Operation Christmas Child is amazing. Like, we do it every year. We pack a shoebox with my family. I always interview somebody from Operation Christmas Child. And this year we're going to talk to a lady who was a Christmas child, got a shoebox, and now she works for them. It's so great. And I've seen firsthand these kids open these boxes, and they get the gospel along with these fun things, too. So I love that you're doing this. And you couldn't be more right. Serving other people, if you are stuck in your faith, this is one of the best ways to get unstuck. It refocuses you, because all of a sudden you're doing what God created us to do, and that's serve and love others.
Absolutely. You know, they always say those people will be blessed, and they will, but it blesses me more than anything.
Brandy, fill in this blank. I feel most alive when?
When I see the Holy Spirit play out in my kids' lives. My daughter is 10, and she asked me the other day, we were just driving, and she said, Mom, how do we know as Christians that we're the ones that are right, that we're the ones going to go to heaven? And I was like, oh, yep, that's what I prayed for today. I wanted to see Jesus through you, and there it is.
And then you're like, go talk to your father. You know, like, because that's a big question, man, from a 10-year-old. Even where do babies come from will be a welcome change from this one.
I don't know about that.
Remember the good old days? That means different things to different people. Hey, it's Wally, and for my grandparents, the good old days was when gas was a nickel. For us, it was when stimulus checks just seemed to magically appear in our bank accounts. While those good old days might be gone, did you know that you could give yourself a stimulus check, and United Faith Mortgage can show you how? They'll give you all your refinancing options that can put serious money back in your account. The equity in your house could give you just the stimulus you need to pay for college, start a business, invest wisely, or have some fun. It's your money, so enjoy it. Right now is such a great time with interest rates so low to look at refinancing. And in some cases, you can pull money out of your house and have your payment stay the same or even go down. So talk to United Faith Mortgage, and I know you will love them as much as I do. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I'm never going to pretend that I understand, like, new fashion trends or beauty trends. And as a man, I'm perfectly content with that being my way in life. But this newest trend, I don't have any words for it. So apparently, when you sleep and you get exhausted, you wake up the next morning, you have those bags under your eyes. Mm. Apparently, that is a trendy look right now.
It's a trendy look out of just necessity, probably.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants that because you spend big money to get rid of those bags under your eyes. So somebody has figured out the secret to being like, okay, we all have bags under our eyes. You know what? It's the new trend. That's what it's going to be.
And there was a girl on TikTok who, you know, went the opposite way of, like, when you do have those bags, women sometimes put, like, concealer or something on that. She actually added extra shading under her eyes.
All right.
And then that blew up on TikTok, and then other
online stores are now selling like
what
bag shading.
No.
And so now apparently it's just trendy to be exhausted.
Really? Okay. Now okay, full disclosure, I get loving you. You know, like however you look, that's a healthy thing. If you got bags under your eyes, great. But boy, howdy, that's dangerous for guys.
Yeah.
Because one of the worst things you can ever say to a woman is, hey, are you tired? Do you feel sleepy? Because they go off on you, you know? And so this, if you're commenting on, hey, you have nice eye bag makeup, like, that's not good at all. That's not going to be good for anybody.
Well, you should never play the guessing game either. Where it's trendy, you shouldn't be seeing someone like, oh, are you doing that new trend? No, you're just tired. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, so there's no telling. This is just another trap for men. Absolutely. But the good news is if this thing actually blows into a trend and you just are naturally a tired mom all the time, you just became a supermodel.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Yep, that's what Whitney Houston said. This is the Wally Show on Way FM. And you know what? She might have been right. And I have a little bit more hope after seeing this recent conversation that somebody had with kids. They said, kids between 6 and 11, they were asked, what do you want to be or what do you wish that schools offered you as different classes as a kid, you know, as you're trying to figure out what you want to do? And the first one, I was like, oh no, here we go. It was like, I wish they had a class on how to be a YouTube star.
Oh my goodness, like, it's so relevant. But
I know, but you're like, no, that's not a giant career for people. And it's like being a professional athlete. There's very few of you that will attain that. And this is not the future I want for our kids. But then it got better, okay? So then it was like how to look after pets.
Oh, that's a good
one. How to cook. Yeah, I mean, that's good. But then it got even better than that. They said how to be brave.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I like. And how to cheer somebody up. I'm like, okay, now we're good. Now
that's wholesome.
I'm back to believing the children of the future.
I love it.
After the first one, I was not so sure. And so I was like, good for you guys. Okay, so, but here's what I want to talk about. I want to spin this out to you. Looking back on life as an adult, okay, you had school classes, you had to take reading, writing, and arithmetic, but what is a class you wish that they would have offered for you, and maybe it would have made your life better or different? Like, I wish that they had offered a class in negotiation.
Oh.
I think that is one of the most vital skills that you can have. And it's not just negotiating for your job. We negotiate for everything in life. You negotiate in relationships. You negotiate deals at stores. You negotiate for your job. So, like, learning how to create win-win scenarios, kind of get what you want while also making sure the other people walk away having a good experience. Like, knowing how to negotiate would help you in so many different aspects of life.
Would you have been proud of your daughter? It's like, you know, 12 years old, she comes home and she starts negotiating
with
you.
She did.
That's amazing.
She did. Like, I taught her young about this, and like, because I took classes in college on it, and dadgum, she got good at it.
Nice.
Like, and then I couldn't even be mad at her when she would negotiate bedtime, because she'd have like a really good argument, and she would meet my objections with sound reason. I'm like, oh,
well done.
What have I done? But a great, great thing. So what would you add to this list? Like, what do you think, as an adult now, looking back, what is something you wish that they had taught you in school? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM, and we'll take yours right now. What would that be for you? Who's this?
I'm Natalie. I'm 13.
Oh, cool, Natalie. Well, you're a kid now, so what class do you wish you had?
I honestly wish that they would have done patience, because still need to learn that.
You and me both. Patient, because learning to be patient can definitely make your life happier and better. And they say you'll live longer too. So that's a good one. I got you down. I'm going to put it on the list.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
Also, my mom said that taxes should be on the list too.
Your mom is absolutely right. The 1040 EZ form, you're going to find this out, is not as easy as it sounds.
No way.
What is something or a class you wish they had taught you?
Emotional management, coping skills, because I know a lot of kids nowadays think that it's all permanent. It's always going to be like that, and life doesn't change all the time, and their emotions kind of they steer their life, and it can end up having a big negative impact on them, and they don't realize that, but they're not taught that. So
I think kids are more in tune with their emotions than probably they ever have been, but just being aware of the emotion is one thing, but knowing how to manage it is a whole nother set of skills.
Right.
And I think you're out into something there. That's a really good one.
All right, thank you.
All right, Roseanne, you're up. What class would you like to have had as a kid?
I wish they'd add how to communicate and listen.
I'm sorry, what?
Communication and listening skills.
I'm not following you.
Communicating?
Yeah.
How to communicate and how to listen.
Real quick, nope. Can you tell me again? I wasn't really listening. Do you see where I went with that?
Oh, thank you, Wally.
There it is. Okay, it took a second, but we got there, Roseanne. I know it was childish, but no. And you're right about listening, too. I think a lot of times we want to tell people everything, and we want people to hear our opinion. And some of the smartest people I know are the ones that are the best listeners.
There you have it.
And you can tell I'm not a great listener, so that you can tell right where I am.
God bless you, Wally. You're a sweet man, and God bless you.
That was like a bless your heart in the South. Thank you.
Right.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show. Every Friday, we climb into the time machine here, and we hurtle ourselves back in time for Flashback Friday. And we don't go alone. We bring someone with us, and today that is Nelson. How are you, good sir?
I'm well.
Now, Nelson, your job is to take us back in time musically to a song and tell us why you chose that song. So what song do you want to hear?
The Fingerprint of God.
Oh, by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yes.
I like this song.
Do you know that this song was released before Y2K? It was 1999.
Yes.
Y2K was a big deal. We thought that the world was going to end when the clocks went over to 00.
Yeah.
And also SpongeBob SquarePants premiered on Nickelodeon.
No way.
I'm ready.
That's
amazing. That's really good.
Thank you very much. Wow. Well, why'd you want this song here, Nelson?
Well, the song actually reminds me of my son, Chris. He's 31 now. He has Down syndrome, and he was born with a heart defect, had open heart surgery at the age of 5 months. He's had more surgeries than we can count, but he always wakes up in a good mood, and he's always happy, and
nice.
He likes his routine. And one morning I was getting him ready for school and that song came on and I was looking at him and he's just smiling, getting ready to go to school. And I was just like, if there's ever the fingerprint of God, it's him. He's had a rough go medically and we've almost lost him several times, but the Lord's blessed us and he's still with us. And every time I look at him and I see him smile, that's the song that I think of.
Well, I cannot think of a better reason to play this song. And I'll tell you what, every time I hear this song now, I will think of you and your son, Nelson. This will be entrenched in my brain, too. So I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. I will see this song differently, as hopefully you will right now as well. It's Fingerprints of God for Nelson on Flashback Friday.
I can see the tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from. Coming from a heart that's broken in two by what you don't see. The person in the mirror doesn't look like a magazine. Oh, but when I look at you, it's clear to me.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets 2 chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me 2 chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is out, so I'm doing the least of these today. And body image issues are stereotypically thought of, and erroneously so, as more of a woman's problem. But it's not the case for, you know, everybody. And actor Jonah Hill wanted everyone to know that his body is not up for discussion on the internet.
I appreciate the heads up.
because he's lost some weight.
Yeah, he looks good.
But here's the thing. Like, just saying he looks good, you're like, oh, okay, that's like nice, but his point is, he says, I know you mean well, but I kindly ask for you not to comment on my body, good or bad. I want to politely let you know that it's not helpful and doesn't feel good. Much respect.
Oh, that's cool. I appreciate the idea of changing how we approach, like, you know, going after people on
Absolutely.
The internet. And if he's the first person that we start with, then that's a good thing, but it is interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure how, like, saying, hey, man, you look good, nicely done. I would think that would be encouraging to somebody, but if it's not to him, I mean, he gets to make that call. But I know it probably opens the floodgates
sure.
to other people just trolling, you know, which is always the problem. He says, I guess he's dealt with this for a long time in his life. He says, I don't even think I ever took my shirt off in the pool until I was in my mid-30s. And it probably would have happened sooner if my childhood insecurities weren't exacerbated by years of public mockery by the press and interviewers and things like that. So, I mean, I get it. It's coming from
sure.
a place of hurt and something that's inside of him. But I was thinking, you know, if you're saying nice things, then maybe that's not the worst thing in the world. But this is a case where, yeah, he's saying that doesn't even help.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate when people say nice things about me. So that's interesting.
You're beautiful just the way you are, Gavin.
Thank you so much.
he says, I'm 37. I finally love and accept myself. He said, this isn't a good for me post, and it's definitely not a feel bad for me post. It's for the kids who don't take their shirt off at the pool. Have fun. You're wonderful. You're awesome and perfect. And so, yeah, I guess if you put yourself out there, even doing this post, though, the internet, it's designed for public consumption and comment, and
yes.
that's what it is designed for. So if you don't want comments on it, then you got to turn comments off, you know, really, because just telling people not to comment is only going to make it worse.
Yeah, but hopefully something positive comes out of this.
Do you remember the girl that does the AT&T commercial? She's an actress, comedian. Well, people were commenting about her looks and being, like, vulgar.
Yeah.
And so she was like, please stop, please. And then they even altered how they shot the commercials with her because it was messing with her head so much. And so I guess we treat celebrity as if there are, you know, our property.
Ooh,
and I
yeah.
think Jonah is making a really good point that, hey, it's not that. I am a human and I have the right to say yes or no to how people are responding to me. And so there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these.
Hello, neighbor.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And you know what? You don't pick your neighbors. They just kind of show up. And so Gavin the other day was telling me a story about his neighbor. And first of all, I have to say, he was not complaining about his neighbor.
No.
You like your neighbor.
I do. This couple is, like, really nice. And they have this one-year-old kid. She's super cute. Like, they're really good people. But I had gotten home. You know, our schedule works that we kind of get home in the middle of the afternoon. So around 3 p.m., I'm going to mow my lawn. That's, like, the perfect time of day yep. to do it. It's not 8 a.m. It's not the middle of the night.
Nothing wrong with 3 p.m. at all.
I'm not crazy for this, but I'm getting out there in all my work clothes and all that and have the lawnmower out. And then he peeks his head over the fern, kind of like what was that Tim Allen show?
Oh, yeah, Home Improvement.
He peeks over.
You see his eyes.
Howdy, neighbor. But he asked me to hold off on mowing my lawn because his one-year-old was still sleeping and they had trouble kind of getting her down in the middle of the day
right.
so that he could rest, so that his wife could rest and do their jobs. And so in my head, I'm like, oh, that's, like, a really odd request.
Right.
But I was like, I
have nothing going on right now. I can wait an hour.
Okay, you're a good person. Yeah. You're a good person. Because the other solution would have been like, you know what? I really wanted to get it done now. I'll tell you what. I won't mow now, but you'll mow my yard later when your kid's up. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't dream of asking that.
Exactly. But you're like, hey, let's compromise.
Oh, man.
But no, I mean, you want to be as good a neighbor as you can because that just makes your life better. And if you've ever been a parent and you finally got your kid to sleep, and when they haven't,
sure,
you'll do anything to make that happen. So I am curious, though. Okay, a little bit of an odd request. I've never had anything like that. So have you ever had an odd request from someone in your neighborhood? You know, like, I'm just curious because people have all these different parameters or sensitivities or what have you in their lives, and sometimes their stuff spills over the property line into your life.
It's a little interesting.
Yeah, so that's what I'm curious about. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you're new to the show and you just started listening, that's how you can always be part of the show. Maybe if you want to put that in your favorites, then it's one button you can get right through when we're talking about something that lands with you. And so what is it? What is that odd neighbor request that you've gotten? 855-33-WAY-FM. Kenetta, have you ever gotten an odd request from a neighbor?
Well, yes. This was actually from an HOA letter. They told me that my yellow outside light bulbs were damaging the architectural design of the property.
Oh, and you know somebody had called on that because it was bothering them.
So they made me change my light bulb, and when I did, I pointed out that their survey of the property light should have found that the lights that were the responsibility of the board were also yellow.
Oh, that's funny.
And that possibly they should think about finding themselves.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, man, before you go after somebody else, make sure your own house is in order. Well, I got you down, Kenetta. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right, Emerald, you're up. We're talking about odd requests from neighbors. What's yours?
So I live in an older, pretty established neighborhood, and there's no sidewalks or curbs. So it's completely normal for people to park with two wheels on the grass in their ditch and then two wheels on the road. And whenever we first moved in, we'd only been there about a week, we had somebody come by. And you have to keep in mind that our house had been historically rented by several people before us, and then we bought it. This is our house now. And they came by, and they were like, you need to move your car off of that grass, or I'm going to tell the owner. We're like, okay.
Yeah, you just told them. And my car's staying there.
Yeah, no thanks. I like my parking spot.
Have you ever had an odd request from a neighbor?
I've had several odd requests from our neighbor. They asked us to have our patio lights off by 10 o'clock because they couldn't sleep with them on.
Oh.
They told our children to stop playing outside at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because they were trying to work.
Oh, what?
They told our kids to stop playing by the fence because it was brand new. And they told us that we had to put out our bonfire because they had asthma. At which point we decided to decline because of all the previous requests, and they called the fire department on us.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I feel for you, dude. What did the fire department say?
They were like, hey man, we got a complaint that you're having an unauthorized burn in your backyard. I'm like, we're having a bonfire. I'm like, oh, okay, we'll have fun.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good. So then did they call the police next?
I thought they might, but no, they did not.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a fun experience.
Now, do you still live next to these people?
No, they moved about 2 months ago.
Oh, you lucked out, because I was like, I was expecting you to be like, all right, kids, we've had enough. We're moving.
No, apparently they had enough of us. So.
Well, you win. Hashtag winning, Andrew.
That's right.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and to say that like 2020 and 2021 have been stressful and filled with anxiety would be the understatement of the year. But now we're stressed out. We spend a lot of time on social media, you know, looking at the different issues that are happening, and they're saying now that people are more stressed out after the pandemic than before, which kind of makes sense.
Oh, we've absolutely.
Had to deal with a whole lot of other issues and things. And there are several kinds of research that show that social media is linked to increases in depression and anxiety. And there was something that Pastor A.W. Tozer said. He said, sometimes we get overwhelmed and we forget how big God is. Or maybe you've seen that motivational poster on the wall at church. Don't tell God God how big your problem is, but tell your problem how big God is.
Oh, yeah.
It's all a matter of perspective, you know? And so the Bible says in Philippians 4:6, says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. And then this way, you will experience God's peace that passes our understanding. And so I was like, yeah, that's, if you want peace, praying about stuff and praying about how to handle it and how to be in it, even more than outcomes, just constantly being in prayer about stuff can actually lead to peace. It tells us that in the Bible. But here was something I hadn't really considered, kind of a flip of the script of this article thing that I read. And it said that basically, if you look at all the problems on social media, it's easy to become overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Because you see anger and violence, political, you know, differences. You see the vaccines and all of the other things that we are arguing about today. And instead of looking at it from the heavy perspective of what it does to you, it's a roadmap for what to pray for.
Oh.
You go, this is what everybody's dealing with, and this is how people are dealing with it. Now I have specifics that I can pray for. And I had never really thought of it in that manner before. And I was like, that's a really good perspective. And I think so much of our life and our faith comes down to our perspective, and that can give us a much healthier outlook.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.